This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Bitcoin hit a record high today. The virtual or cryptocurrency, as it's sometimes called, traded at almost $1,300 a piece for a spell this afternoon. One of the great virtues of Bitcoin, one of the selling points, if you will, is the security apparatus underlying it, something called blockchain. And it turns out privacy and security are valued in other parts of this economy as well. Your medical records, for one. From KERA in Dallas, Lauren Silverman explains.
We all remember the old days when doctors thumbing through paper records was standard fare on TV drama.
The lab report on Ellen Farley, doctor.
Doctors mostly look at records on computers, but the same problems exist. The records from your eye exam, your blood test, they're not connected. Even worse, they're saved on central servers, so they're easy to hack. Now imagine instead, all those pieces of digital paper are torn apart and encrypted. You need a code to see any single piece. Then the pieces are uploaded into a peer-to-peer computer network. For a doctor who has permission, those digital pieces, they come together like a puzzle. That's blockchain. Right now, the digital currency system Bitcoin uses blockchain to track financial transactions. Folks in healthcare want to use it to encrypt and share medical information.
So your data, pieces of data, is spread around all over the network.
Venkatesh Hariharan is CEO of Health NextGen in Dallas.
So if I get even one piece of it, that's not good enough. It's useless. How many places are you going to hack?
There's a lot of hype around blockchain in healthcare at the moment. Greg Harris just spent a week at the health tech industry's largest conference demonstrating how his company's product, Patient Wallet, would use blockchain to give patients more power over their health records.
Maybe I'm in a different country and I have to go for an emergency visit and I don't really want to spend 4 hours filling out paperwork. So all I do is I ask the hospital for their identification and I delegate access to all of my healthcare records, or at least all the ones that I want to give them.
This instant access to electronic health records does raise legal questions, especially about sharing data outside the U.S., but it would mean less paperwork and lower administrative costs. That's why major companies, IBM, Philips, Merck, all have blockchain initiatives. Even the U.S. government is interested. Stephen Posnack directs the Office of Standards and Technology in the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
We're inviting teams of people to join together to demonstrate how blockchain can be applied in practice in healthcare.
Posnack says government agencies like the FDA, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, they're exploring how the technology could make healthcare transactions more secure.
There's a lot of real interest, but it's extremely early.
Dr. John Halamka manages the IT system of Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston. Halamka, along with researchers at MIT, ran a 6-month test of blockchain in the real world. They used blockchain to see if doctors could easily access medical records for the same patient uploaded from different sites. The prototype worked, and they're planning more pilots with larger networks of hospitals. Halamka says technology isn't the challenge.
We still have a culture where every healthcare provider thinks of themselves as the single steward of the data that is deposited in that organization. So with blockchain, every time I make a change to your data, I am telling the public ledger that the data has changed, and now thinking of it as a more community-wide resource is a very different psychology than the past.
In other words, before we use advanced blockchain technology to stitch together our medical records, we should address some more philosophical questions about who owns health data and who can grant permission to share it. In Dallas, I'm Lauren Silverman for Marketplace.